gotta sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. No, we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it, Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Heard we the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown, holy water, watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it, Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it, Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it, Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it.
Yo, welcome to Brown Holy Water. It's your boy, it's live in the building. Hope everybody's having a nice, prosperous Sunday. You ain't been paying attention. Patriots is next up. They just won today.
That's right.
Yeah, how's the football news? But the team is in the building. Everybody, introduce yourself. What's good?
Yo, yo, yo. Y'all already know what it is. It's your boy, Black Success. 2019 is my motherfucking year. I'm going to do my motherfucking thing. Each and every Tuesdays, y'all already know what it is. R&B Tuesdays, R&B Tuesdays. You know what I mean?
What?
Yeah, yeah. I'm just making more. We just snuck in a little weekly.
You cleared this with HR?
Like, yeah, we just spoke to HR. That's all right. We gotta get this bag. You know what I mean? We gotta buy a casa sometime this year. Yeah, we got the weekly joint. We got the birthday party coming up March 8th. You know what I mean? We trying to do some stuff. We're working on something. I believe February 18th. You know what I mean? President's Day weekend, something's coming up. Big bag. It's a big bag year. 2019, we're going to get to the bag. Black success.
It's your favorite tomboy, Danny, a.k.a. Georgie, whatever you want to call me.
Santi Tanya.
That's life. And the team is assembled. All right, let's get into the show. I mean, how's everybody feeling today?
Good.
Tanya has a new wig.
No, this is my wig from the day party. Is? I just curled it again and put some sheen in it.
Last week you was getting compliments on how shiny it was.
Mm-hmm. No, wasn't that this week? Shit was so shiny they thought it was yaki. Mad fucking disrespectful.
Danny has a new wig.
Danny has an old wig. She just ain't want to do her hair.
Black, same wig.
Yeah. Same thing.
Black's still bald.
Yep. Yep, you know, this is what it is right here, man. Yeah. I'm washed
and my
up,
joint
man.
Twisted too. I tell you, I only got like 6 haircuts left for 2019, and I'm on your route, baby. Yeah.
Come on down, man. We're waiting on you. Come on down.
Let's go. Let's get to some hot topics, Tanya. Let us know what's going on for the week. What happened, man?
Speaking of hot topics, yeah, I heard what's going on with Wendy Williams.
No,
a little nobody. Bit that I know that she. I don't know. Fuck, tell us.
So she's off the air. And she's been off there and she keeps postponing her her airing dates. There's been rumors that she's canceled. There's also been rumors that the show is in some hot water. They haven't confirmed it as yet. But one of the worst rumors going around is the reason she's really off air is because her husband is cheating on her and beats her like there's no tomorrow. And if you are a Wendy fan, you know that her last week before she went off air, she had her hand in a sling and she claimed she had a little accident at home. But apparently they're saying now that's because that's what her husband does to her.
Wow.
So.
But the word on the street, she been getting cheated on.
She been getting cheated on. But now, talk about but now the domestic violence is what started. Yeah. Now the domestic violence is what's really buzzing right now, especially since that injury is happening. And then she was supposed to come on 2 weeks ago. When she didn't come on, they just said she's still out ill. And then now this second week coming in, she still hasn't come out. And all the staff are tight-lipped about it. Nobody is saying, oh, we're coming back. Like, they're not getting any information. And that's one of the things that are surfacing. So I hope that it's not true.
What, not canceled?
I wouldn't want her to not be on there because her husband beats her. You know, beat her to the point where she can't show up to work.
That's crazy.
She's a big girl, though. That's probably a fair fight.
You fucking dickhead,
nah,
son.
Nah, that's wrong, man.
Nah, you don't hit women, though.
Dickhead lies.
But it's crazy sometimes, I ain't gonna say karma that she's getting beat up, but that she's the topic of, you know,
the hot topic.
She always quick to talk about everybody else's business, yeah. But now when she going through some shit, you take a leave of absence.
Yeah. But one
stand
thing,
up and face the music too.
One thing I will say about her, she owns her shit for the most part. She owns her shit. Like she's not afraid of being talked about because she will talk about you back. She has one.
Let's see if she talk about this one. Yeah, let's see what she's come
you
back.
You come back and you claim it, it can make her bigger. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I'm a survivor of domestic. If this shit is true.
If it is true. And if it's an injury, it's sad that that's the extent people will go to when they try to figure your life out and piece your life together when you're not doing what they expect you to do. So, I mean, prayers for Wendy Williams. We'll see if she airs tomorrow. And then we'll take it from there. Okay. Kevin Hart apologized, y'all.
He been apologizing.
No, he did an official apology this last week on his podcast. He apologized for the people who called for the apology.
The LGBT.
He apologized to the LGBT community officially. He said, I'm Kevin Hart. I apologize for the jokes I made 10 years ago to whatever. On the flip side, he is not hosting the Oscars. He did not do it. I was upset when I heard he apologized first, but then I found out that he didn't do it to host the Oscars. He just did it because they were hounding him. And then not for nothing, I think it's smart for him to do because he has so much shit lined up for 2019. He got The Secret Life of Pets coming out. He got Part 2. He got Jumanji coming out. He has 2 more movies lined up coming up this year. And the last thing you want is the LGBT community just upset at you.
Just pulling up the oil.
And
events.
Then right now...
Coming to R&B Tuesdays. Come on. Jay, I'm black. Don't get no more money. It'd be crazy. You know what I mean? You are all invited to my birthday party Friday, March 8th. You know what I mean?
This nigga really out here plugging himself. Yeah, but... You know I mean? And then he launched his new movie. I wasn't surprised that his movie opened like two or 3 days after he officially apologized. The upside, he's doing really well in the box office right now.
He apologized and he's not still going to host it.
He's definitely again. The Oscars has no host. This is going to be the first time in 30 years Oscars has no host.
I think he's going to secretly just pop up and host it.
Nah, he's not going to do it. He did it for his bag. He apologized for the sake of his money.
But I'm saying he said it was his dream to do it. Why are you going to let this old comment stop your dream? Especially now if you definitely apologize again, you might as well just go through it and live out your dream.
I'm glad he is not doing the Oscar. He still officially put his foot on their fucking necks. Like, don't tell me don't
apologize though.
He apologized for the sake of his other things he has lined up. It's a whole different beast you're dealing with now. Because look at what he has coming for 2019. The last thing you want is a whole community of people banded up and disliking you. You just don't. Do it for the sake of the bag. Not go and say I'm not gonna do the Oscars and apologize and gonna do the Oscars. No, he still stayed true to his word. And last but not least, some good news. R. Kelly's facing criminal charges, I believe, in the state of Georgia. For what the fuck you think for?
I don't know. He beat the last one. What is it for? They indicted him for 20-year-old shit?
They haven't gone into specifics, but it's for everything surrounding the surviving R. Kelly. People are coming out with their allegations, rape, abuse, and all that good stuff. So if you're one of those who needs R. Kelly to be punished, be happy that he is facing criminal charges. We don't know what's going to happen yet, but it's the process has started.
Gotcha.
Happy Sunday.
Wow.
Guilty remix. By
I guess everybody's going to be happy now, you know what I mean? But Friday, March 8th, man, that's all I can tell you.
Everybody's not going to really be happy. I mean... You still got some people that's gonna support. His music is always gonna live. Right? I ain't gonna lie. You gotta separate the art from the person. You got to. His music is fucking legendary. Yeah. You're not really supporting him because you listen to like scenes like you're ready and shit.
No, I listen to all his music. Do I support his actions? No. But
the
still
people that's
to his
really
music.
Supporting is the ones that's going to his concert still.
But every time you played, he gets money though.
You heard he had a concert like for his birthday, and girls were screaming like, "Take me as your slave!"
That was fucking crazy.
That was gangster though. Right after Survivor,
it was his
R.
birthday.
Kelly, nigga hit the club.
He like, it's my birthday. I'm still gonna celebrate. Like the fuck,
and he ran
on
my parade. Out too.
It was sold out. And like I said,
because people are fake.
Black women making all these big stink, and I'm saying like, black women stink. Ain't nobody protected that. When you look at the concerts, only black women in. Ain't no black men grabbing R. Kelly dick.
ain't no, like, we might have seen the song, but ain't no black men in the concerts. It's the black women. So women is going crazy on men because we kind of making light of the jokes.
So social media.
It's not a facade.
It's not supporting them. No, it's not supporting them. It is a facade. When you look at the concert, who you see?
It's not a facade. People just want to ride bandwagons.
Everybody's not as angry as they say they are. I see a lot of comments, and I'm really laughing at a lot of people because some people are just super fake angry. Oh, my God. How could you support this guy? And it's like, come on, dude. Like, come on, dude. If you're going to do that. Have that energy for everybody or shut the fuck up.
But, yeah, like I said, this is old shit. So, people were still bumping his tune, saying, I believe I could fly, all this shit. Now,
that song ain't going nowhere.
Social media make it come back and make you want to care. It's graduation. Everybody's singing. That's crazy, but like little kids is singing that like when they graduate.
So, come on, everybody did this part. Like, hey,
I can fly.
It's you got to stop.
It's bro. Good. So, you know, you got to separate the art from the man right now. And if he get indicted for what he did, and they got evidence. They had evidence before. And they
It is what it is, man. It is what it is. Let's get into the topics, man. Fuck R. Kelly. We don't give a fuck about that. R&B Tuesdays, though.
R&B
Tuesdays? Y'all playing R. Kelly at R&B Tuesdays?
No. What? I apologize if they do it in advance. They are not. January 29th is going to be the kickoff of R&B Tuesdays. Make sure you're there. One boutique hotel. It's gonna be in the building. DJ Heems, my nigga.
That's good.
I'm a DJ one time, man.
Whenever you're ready. Whenever you're ready.
Lot's
birthday coming up. You know what I mean?
How the fuck you keep skipping my fucking birthday?
Lot's birthday is first.
No, it's not.
Her birthday is first.
Oh. You're right.
Her birthday is January 26th.
Tanya's turning big 30. Lot turning big 35. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Nico, crazy. You gotta spend that big bag, homie.
Big
silk You gotta
wig.
Spend that big bag. 30?
He gonna surprise
No, something gotta happen. You. Something gotta happen. It gotta be, some rings, 70-inch TV. You know what I mean? It gotta be a ring and a 70-inch. And then money. And he gotta go live when he give it. Like, he can't just give it and just she come and fake tell us, oh yeah, he gave me 5,000. No, we gotta see the 5,000. You understand? Yeah, that shit gotta be crazy. That shit gotta
buy
be crazy.
Your $10 million house in Guyana.
Yo, these Guyanese people, yo, I fucking hate them, motherfucker.
Right
yo,
in Georgetown.
They be talking. Wow. Yo, they be talking like they fucking understand what's going on in New York. Like, yo, it's that expensive here. Don't talk about your little rent.
No, $10 million.
Man. Fuck out of here, mother skunk. Crosses.
Yo, who the fuck has been teaching this nigga
skunk.
Niggas all over Wi-Fi. Never let this Guyanese people get Wi-Fi. They all over the place.
Crosses.
All right, today's topic, you know, we're going to throw it back. Let's talk about relationship shit. Let's talk about clinginess versus space.
That's a good topic.
When are you overstepping the line in relationship of being clingy?
What do you mean, overstepping?
Let's talk about it. I don't know. Like, when you, I guess, always want to be around.
There you go.
I want to go to boys' night. I don't want to come to.
First of all, I don't.
He's laying on the couch watching football. You always want to jump up on him. Like, what's the?
Me
what's
at
the,
20. First of all, he likes not jumping. When we're together. Yes. When we're together by ourselves in our space, we do that. Why? Because we emphasize having time apart too. Like we never go 7 days straight seeing each other. It's never happened.
Yeah, I should.
We put our foot down. That just never happened. At least at this stage in the relationship, we've never done 7 days straight.
In no relationship, unless y'all long
you be surprised what
days.
The fuck these motherfuckers be wanting. Like I can't go nowhere if my man don't come with me, or if he going out, I'm coming. Like no, that codependency shit. Catch me 21, maybe. This bitch now, I can't do that. I like having a life outside of my partner, and I like the fact that my partner has a life outside of me. You go out with your friends, just tell me where you're going, that's it. That's how we live now. And it just makes time we have together more valuable. So, yeah, when we watch football, I'm laying on him, and he likes it because he misses me. Smells my neck, motherfucker.
Laying on him is not clingy, though.
But when I said it just now, he said, no, not all the time.
No,
I'm
but
like, yeah.
being on somebody, like, if you're laying on me, that's a difference. But if you just, like, if you're on me, if you're petting me, stuff like I don't like, that's too much for me.
he puts his nose on my nose. It's he is actually 10 times more annoying than I am. Yeah, Jesus Christ.
That's what's up, man. That's what love is. Man.
He would say that.
Man. People need love, man. Love is a beautiful
thing. There's no line?
I don't know. I'm not really that, you know what I mean? Like, I don't experience stuff like that, like where someone is too, you know what I mean?
Have you ever?
Have
you ever been in a relationship or even like a situation?
Well, I only been in two. Like, so.
All right, yeah, you ever felt like, damn, like, I can't even breathe. Like, she always on me.
Nah.
Never?
I've seen it happen to people.
Nah, because
I have.
I feel like everyone in the beginning, in the beginning of any relationship, everyone is kind of asking you, who do you need me to be? It's kind of like the conversation that you have on a day-to-day basis. And I preach independency. Like, yo, be independent, do your thing, have your shit rocking. I got my shit rocking, and that's that. You know what I mean? So that's always been the case. Like, even now, like last night, the fellas, we went out, went to watch a football game, went to the hookah spot. We got drunk for free. We had a great fucking time. You know what I mean? And, you know what I mean? Shorty was all right with it. You know what I mean? And last week, we went out for my man's birthday. All fucking weekend, we just chilling. Like, I don't know. All that clingy shit.
Has she ever,
I feel like that's a trust issue type
of thing. It definitely is. My
I don't think so. Yeah. I think
it is. Like you said, because it just ties back to the whole codependency. There's some people who believe that for security, they just need like this play by play, blah blah blah. You're supposed to be my best friend and I'm your best friend, so we just attach at the hip type of way to approach life, and they think that's the best way to approach it. But the minute your partner ventures out, they internalize it as you're venturing for someone else.
Not
the nigga just wants to fucking go smoke some hookah by himself.
And you need that. You
but
need
it's
that.
Not
you
just
need
the trust
that,
thing.
That
space.
That, like, not like space. Like, you need that, what you call
me
that
time?
Shit? Like, you need, like, some like, reset time. You
yeah.
need time to, like, bring yeah. yourself down and get ready for your... Like, you ever notice, like, there's a reason why it's illegal to work 7 days. You know what I mean?
Facts.
You need 2 days off. Reset. You need time to reset and get your shit right and get ready to work the next 5 motherfucking days. So, same thing from a fucking relationship. You need your time. I need time to be alone and miss you. And then want to run home and come see you. You know what I mean?
So
and then also take care of
your
shit,
to be,
too.
So, yes, it is a period where you need to be...
Where you need to be...
Like, separate space. Away from each other, basically.
Of course. Of course you... Of
and
course
that's
you
necessary.
Need to be, but you were saying clingy.
Yeah, like,
right?
Ruin you. Like,
yeah,
ruin
nah,
you.
I don't... I think
like, imagine a relationship you work with your
that's
shorty.
That's a trust issue.
You live with your shorty.
If your shorty got to be
nah.
all... If your
no,
shorty got to be up
on always,
time,
I'm saying...
That's a trust issue.
No,
that's not.
I ain't saying she got it because nobody's...
Insecure.
You should never feel like...
That's what
it
is. It
could come off as insecure. That's what I'm saying. It's like, instead of being your girlfriend or your boyfriend, it's starting to feel like they're your chaperone type shit. Like, they always want to be with... I want to go hang with my boys. I'm coming. Like,
yeah,
wow.
That's trust issue.
Like, wow.
1,000%.
I agree with him.
I don't think it necessarily has to be a trust issue. It could just be a codependency thing. A codependency doesn't necessarily mean that I don't trust you. It's just that I feel like I need to be with you. And if I don't be with you, I feel alone. Like, it could be like that type of situation. Like,
so
I'm in a relationship. I don't want to be by myself.
That's why
it's
bad.
Yeah, but that's but codependency is it that is a to me that's not a good thing when you're codependent, because it means that you can't move without your partner. You can't be without your partner if you're in a relationship. Like, you're just clinging on. You don't want to let go because you fear being alone. It's not that you don't trust them. It's that you don't want to be alone and you know you have a partner. So let me be with
you.
But
you need therapy.
You have, but the idea that you can only attach to one person is also very damaging. It's like, okay, your relationship with your partner is one relationship, but new relationship with family, new relationship with your friends, new relationship with coworkers, and you have these different
types. You need a relationship
types.
With yourself.
That too. You have these different types of relationships you should develop. Don't put it on one person, because if you put all your happiness in one person, when that person's gone, your happiness is gone with you. And that's why depression is a motherfucker for a lot of people when they break up. Yeah. Or when they find their partner is not as attached to them as they are,
and
because you're
you.
Fucking codependent. You don't know nothing. If I ask this question all the time, like, list 5 things that makes you happy that does not involve your significant other. Motherfuckers can't make it to 2. They can't make it to 2.
I
and that's
like
10 things
that make me happy.
Man, I got 20.
A lot of things that make me happy.
Like, you know,
but
if there's,
yeah,
like...
people got a lot of trust issues, man.
Yeah,
that's
you
scary,
ask somebody,
man.
What you want to do this Sunday? I don't know. I don't want to do it. Spend it with my boyfriend. Like, what the fuck? You can't go name one brunch that doesn't.
What about your boyfriend? Before, like, it's a relationship? Could you come off like too strong?
Yeah, because that be the what's the name?
Overspending, want to overspend time.
People do that. That be the voodoo, right? Because a lot of people that do that come off like they always want to spend time with them. That's really like the gassing you type of shit. Like they trying to gas you like they wifey material or homebody. I just want to be under you. So that's the voodoo. You understand? Like, and that's the person just dying to be in a relationship. So they trying to do relationship shit for you to see them in that light. They don't think you see them in that light. Mm-hmm. Like, give me I want a relationship out of this situationship that we got going on. So now they start doing relationship
and they
type
skip
shit.
The fucking friendship
and skip the fucking friendship. Now they want to. Oh no, I'm just staying home. I don't like to go out. Going out, they try to. Then is a fucking negative thing. Get the fuck. You ain't gassing nobody, and what, nobody wants you. You gonna be by yourself all 2019, baby. All 2019. You ain't gassing nobody, baby.
I have a friend who went through that shit. You know, like she would, and people also bring their relationship habits from their past relationships into their new one. Absolutely. For example, my friend, her relationship before one she had was one where her boyfriend wanted that. Her boyfriend's kind of like, you know, I like my girl up under me all the time. So when I would go out, when I travel, when I'm hanging out with my friends, he don't care if it's 20 niggas deep, he want his girl. That was him, which is fine. She loved it because it gave her some sense of security, like, because she always knew where he was. It worked. Then the shit didn't work out. She went to a relationship with another guy who, same kind of energy, always going out and partying, but the guy is kind of like, I'm going out with my niggas. You can be the only girl there. Like, they not bringing their girls, so you hang with their girl. Why you want to come?
I hate that.
And she was like, but my ex always took me everywhere. I'm like, he's like, yeah, but I'm not him, though. And she would be home miserable. She'd call me. She'd be crying. She's like, oh, I don't understand. Like, the club ended 4:01. She rang this nigga phone. Where are you? Come home. Like, and for me, it was like, I got it.
And some people take offense when you tell them, like, go find a hobby, find an activity other than me. It's like, you don't pay me no mind. Somebody else will. Right. But it's like,
no. Why does your joy revolve around a man else or a woman just being up under you? Like, why the fuck you can't have a friend? Word. Why you can have a friend pick up and, yo, let's go get some brunch?
Why you can't just have individuality? Why can't you do shit for yourself?
Love, because, man, people don't know how to differentiate being alone and loneliness, and they think being alone is being lonely.
That's true.
And all the pictures that they like on Instagram be like love shit, be like couples. They be wanting love. I be watching what people like. It says a lot, yo. What you like says a lot, and people want love on the low. They want to be hugged. They want to be
people
kissed.
Like looking
it's,
at love.
It's winter. No, looking at love is a beautiful thing. That's the greatest looking movie at love ever. Yeah. The Notebook is a great movie. You understand?
The Notebook is a great movie.
Titanic is a great movie. He risked his shit. Nah. Titanic, I don't know why he did it.
I don't
think he was definitely bugging.
I don't like that movie.
But I'm just saying, you know what I mean? That's a Brown Sugar. That's my shit.
Brown Sugar.
He went after what he wanted. You understand? These are all, and it's the same story. All they do is change actors. It's the same storyline.
It's always a man chasing a woman.
That's it.
Everything is always about a man chasing a woman.
Women are wrong for that, though. Because some women, they want us. You got to chase us now. You know what I mean?
Gain and change.
Use your feet. Use them. Or you're going to stand there lonely for a long time waiting to be chased. You understand? That's how that shit work out, man. I go by the name of Black Success. I just be kicking
out. I can't be clingy.
R&B Tuesday. Come find you a loved one. R&B Tuesday, January 29th. After work. The One Boutique Hotel, baby. All
right, well, we started touching on it, but is it wrong to enjoy your solo space more than being in the presence of your partner?
Like, more.
Wrong?
Yeah, if you're like, we're together, but I enjoy being alone more. Is that a problem in a relationship?
It depends on the relationship you're in. It depends on the relationship you're in. It depends with your partner. It depends. Okay, in a relationship, you require XYZ. I require XYZ. And wherever we can't connect, we compromise. So you may be with somebody who equally likes alone time too, and the shit is great, or you may be with somebody who thinks alone time is just a reason for you to just go off and do something sneaky, and they think it as something negative. So it goes back to who you're with. So you can't say me being alone a lot is wrong, but you have to also bring your partner on the same page and find out what they require of them and just compromise.
I think it's compromising is balance. At the end of the day,
if I like it's a lot of alone time and he like a lot of alone time, we shouldn't force each other to just be together just because we're in a relationship.
I don't know.
No, you don't force yourself to be with each other, but you find a balance to where everybody's happy. Because if you're not feeding your relationship, then your relationship dies. That's so regardless. I'm saying, like you said, you compromise where there's a disconnect, but you have to find balance on what can work and how y'all feed your relationship. So if you require a lot of space and he requires a lot of space, then what y'all gonna do? Y'all gotta talk about it, right?
Y'all gotta break up if both of y'all require a lot of space.
That goes back to compatibility. It's just not compatible.
I think, yeah, when they say opposites attract, yeah, sometimes they do. But I think if you find somebody who's kind of like you, you don't want to be alone as much.
Right.
My partner likes basketball and I like basketball. Why would I want to go to a basketball game alone if I know she's going to enjoy it too? Then yes, she can hang with me all the time. Right. If she likes to drink and I drink, we can go to the bar all together and get drunk. Yes.
That's a fact.
But if I drink and you hate drinking, why do I want to go to the bar with you and you look at me like I'm crazy? Or why do I want to bring you to a sports game with me? Even though I could like you as a person, you don't like the same interests and the things that makes me happy before I met you. You don't like. So it's like, I'd rather go with somebody I know is enjoy. Yeah. Yes, but this is what sometimes causes conflict in relationships. Like, why you always want to bring him to the game and
that's
not me?
Because that's because people want to change the person they're with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, that's not, that's, yeah, what the fuck you doing?
That's people who want to change the person they're with. Your goal should not be to change the person you're with. The goal is to understand them and love them for who they are. Mm-hmm. And if they love you back, they will compromise. Nobody will love you and just not give a fuck about you. It's not going to happen. If you like basketball games and I don't, you may go to 10. It's like, you know, I'm going to skip this one and spend this one with my shorty. It's not like you're going to go 10 straight. If you love me enough, you're going to do it. Because you're going to feel like, damn, I ain't spending no time with this girl.
Nico be trying on your wigs? Tell me. That's your interest. Let me know.
It doesn't. I have put a wig on his head before. Anyway.
He better try on the wig, Nico. Don't lose your girl because you won't put on that wig in the house, man.
On Team of Halloween, he walk around a wig all over the fucking place Halloween. But for me, this is me personally. I can't date somebody exactly like me. It will be so boring to me. I'm already enjoying myself. Like, I want I'm in my comfort zone. So I want to date somebody who is somewhat my opposite in a lot of space because they're going to pull me into new experiences. That's how I feel. I can't date somebody who likes exactly what the fuck I like. I will be bored out of my fucking mind.
But you can get new experiences together.
Yep.
It won't happen as naturally as you being somebody who's your complete opposite. And I think that's one of the things that make my relationship I have today work is that we really are very opposite from each other. And I pull him into certain spaces and he pulled me into certain spaces and we both had experiences because of each other and it's just enjoyable. I'm taken out of my comfort zone a lot and I like it.
Me too. I'm forced to eat sushi and soup a lot.
And you like the shit, right?
It's good. I'm going home to some of that. And then we drink tea before we go to sleep. Oh, I'm losing a lot of weight because I'm getting in shape, baby. You know what I mean? I'm getting in shape, baby. You know what I mean?
Also, supposed to drink tea before. Don't they drink tea or hot water before?
Hot water before they go to sleep.
What kind of tea?
For
We usually drink white tea. White and usually mix the white and green tea.
What'd it do?
It helps your digestive system. So it'll help you flush. Or in the morning, you probably gonna use the bathroom.
They so fucking disrespectful in the comments. They said Tanya wore a sweater. Hell must have froze over.
They don't know it's a half sweater.
It's a fucking midriff, bitch. What the fuck you mean?
Midriff.
It's a midriff. Skins out. For the culture.
What is a healthy amount of times you should be able to take a vacation with your friends in a relationship?
What you mean?
Relationship, you know, you go on friendtation, vacation.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What
is a healthy amount of times you'd be able to go on vacations with your friends?
One a year is good.
Once?
Once a year
times,
is good.
Time per year or length of the vacation itself?
Yeah. I don't know. I used to have in my prior relationship that I went on too many trips with, like, my friends. It's like you're moving like you're single.
How many did you go on? Give us an example. How many would you go on for the year?
For for the year, I say like I got four friends and everybody's birthday. So it's like four trips.
So how much that's you went with your partner? How many went with your partner?
Even four.
Nah,
that's maybe not more. Bad.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Well, I would say this. Listen,
if I'm balancing out with going on vacations with your partner, how can I can't
listen, this
balance
is a lot.
It out and go with my friend?
Based on what I know about you, you like to travel.
Facts.
So, and you're also a very friendly person. You have a lot of friends. So if you and your friends go on a vacation four times a year, for me, I don't consider it a lot. You're just doing what you normally do.
Okay.
So that's I
lot,
can't.
Don't lie a lot.
That's a lot.
But that's me. That's how I look at it.
Four vacations?
Because
not
I
that
can't
I
listen.
Can't go. I'm not. I wouldn't even promote that. I wouldn't promote that. I'm going.
Why?
I'm
why should
not
it be a limit
that.
On you work hard, right?
I work hard, bro.
Why
I
should be a limit
if
on
you could
happiness?
Afford it, why not?
Nah, I
a lot of motherfuckers just can't.
I just think as
it
long
seems
as
like
if you're
good.
If,
happiness.
How am I putting a limit on my happiness?
Because you
say I'm not going on four guys only trips. Jerry not doing that.
Why?
Because I have a lady at home.
You still go on vacation with your lady.
Nah, I can't afford all that. I'm just
but that's a different conversation, though. If you could afford
it,
what would you do?
If I could afford it, I'm still not doing that. I'm not doing
that. That's just you personally. But how is that
lie? Me personally.
But did you say I say it's based on him?
He did too much.
I did too much for you.
Being real, you did too much.
How?
Four for the year? That's a lot.
I don't think four
once,
is a lot.
Once, twice, cool. Two is like...
It's 12 months. What's the point of working hard and making money? Why do you, what does it matter? Burger King give me nice vacation days. I'm nice. Just saying, for anybody in a relationship, is there a certain limit? Because I heard other women say that, like, you travel like you're a single person. Even though you take go on trips with in a couple,
yeah.
But why should it be a limit on how many vacations you
because
take with
people,
your friends?
People always think that when you're going away by yourself to a foreign country, you're just going to let all your sexual desires loose. It's just something people just have at the back of their minds. Especially when you don't have your partner think all, they just think it's just a fuck fest, basically. Don't care. Y'all could be studying from Bibles, damn bitches
which
home.
Which is normally happening.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yes.
So people normally think it's a fuck fest. So if you're going away at least four times a year, they're not thinking it's for a vacation. They're just thinking it's four chances to cheat and I'll never find out.
But motherfuckers are cheat when they home.
That's the thing.
So, as soon as I drop you off to work, driving your car.
Let him fucking go.
You're bugging.
Let him fucking go.
If I'm cheating, I'm cheating anywhere.
Then how you going to say it's too much then?
No, but it is too much because you have a lady at home.
So?
Like, nah.
What is
nah, you should be
one
doing,
what if he did seven trips every, with her and four trips with his friend? What's
nah.
the problem?
No, it's not.
Nah,
I don't understand what the problem it, is. So
there,
if he goes out
is,
with his friends, if
well,
he
well,
if he's
well,
spending,
it's not that there's a problem. I just wouldn't do that. Me, Jerry wouldn't. I know being in a relationship that I wouldn't do that.
What it?
But
so
why? I don't. You didn't say why. If you
like
can
if
afford
you
can
do it, I could do
it. If it wasn't a problem.
If you're going away, then I can go away with my friends.
If you balancing out, still taking vacations
listen,
with your partner, how come you can't? Why
you
would you tell your one of your good friends?
You are trying
you
to get into a new
I'm
relationship,
asking,
right?
I'm asking. No,
listen,
I'm not.
You just said last week. You said last week that you're gonna start looking for a girl,
oh,
right?
I'm looking for people.
All
right,
good.
But I'm not
so
getting
this
to no
people.
All right, so listen to me. Since you are looking, right? Take advice from people that got someone. You know what I mean?
Oh,
don't
do that.
No, I'm saying I'm trying to help you here. All you're right. not listening to me.
Go.
You know what I mean?
Go ahead.
Take a little less. You know what I mean? One or two is good, baby. One or two is good. Spend some more time with your lady. Travel more with your lady. One or two with the fellas, she not going to bother you. Three or four, it might become a conversation.
Danny
now.
Just
you
said if you take your girl away seven times and you still want to go away four times.
That just means if I do get a man and he go away, I could go away too. That's just what that's
about. I mean? Listen, the way she said it, look.
So you
play
it's
like
always
revenge.
No, it's not revenge.
No,
it's not revenge. No, it's not revenge. No,
it has nothing to do with revenge.
Yeah,
if you can go, that means
too.
That I could go on girls' trips.
So
if Sushi.
No, trust me, I'm the one talking. Like, what the hell?
So look, you'll be mad at Sushi if she want to go away with her friends four times?
No. Sushi going away this weekend.
So why is it different for Sushi and for you?
It's not, but she don't go away a lot.
I'm just
like,
saying,
she goes away with me, and then she'll go to take one or two trips with her friends.
But if she took four, you'll be like, listen, you at your max.
With just her friends?
Yes.
Yeah, we got talk. What the fuck going on here?
What?
You got four trips with your friends? Fuck y'all doing?
Is it a limit
what
for you,
Ty? Nah, so that's a red flag.
Nico could go how many times he want? As long as he's balancing out with you, though, right?
You can go how much fucking times you want.
No, it has to be a balance. He can't just go on, like, five trips and you just sit home and go nowhere. Y'all went to Atlantic City or some crazy corny shit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, has to balance it out.
But I'm not clocking it like you already went on three trips.
And you get to go as many trips as you want also, right?
Yeah. I work hard for my fucking money, bitch. I am out.
That's it.
Bye. The only reason I'm not traveling.
Yeah, you are one.
They go away sometimes. They go together. But then sometimes they go away apart.
We go away last game. You know, the one thing we said last year, we should have done more, a lot of single trips with our friends. Yeah. That's one of the things we said. We went away five times last year.
I'm going to do one a year, maybe two. I'm good after that. You know, I'm going to be home with my
lady. I think honestly, the limitation for a lot of people is just they just simply can't afford it and they don't have the time off.
Yeah.
That's what it boils down to at the bottom.
The truth is, I got it. Yeah, I got the big bag, man. But it's like,
Make it make sense.
I'm not gonna do that. Cause minds wander. You know what I mean? Minds wander. Sorry. So, nah. Four trips. All I'm saying is four trips, five trips with just fellas. Any female is gonna, you know what I mean?
She's Are you doing your part? Like,
these niggas go to the club and be fucking
you
the hookah girls. They don't
know. And my nigga, you going away and your partner could be home carrying on.
That's what I'm saying.
Hello, you could be going away and your partner could be home carrying on.
On the couch with the rent you pay, nigga. 50% of your rent is being held blackbone out in the fucking club while you having Bible study with La in Columbia.
Exactly. And if minds are wondering, what are you doing to secure your partner that you're on your best behavior?
Yeah, I would just be home.
That sounds like an insecure thing.
How?
You said that earlier. You scared to take, you put a number on trips.
No, I'm not, nigga, my energy is towards the lady I'm with. That's where I want to put my energy. I'm
clingy?
Not putting my energy on
you clingy?
Us and the fellas going da 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 da. You know what I mean? Like, I take one trip with the fellas and then the rest of the shit, we got real shit going on. All right,
that works for you and that's fine. That's 100% fine.
I know, I'm
just
saying.
You try to keep a happy home, listen to me.
But that's how to keep your home.
Right?
Your home. That's your home.
Yeah, that's a fact. And some people don't got a home. So it's big different. Get a home. Get a home first.
Get a home.
I got a home, though.
Get a home 2019.
That'd be nice. Big TV. Big, huge TV. I swear to God, TV's so big. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah, I upgraded the TV.
You did? Yeah,
this shit is crazy. Yeah.
Danny, you said you ain't got a home.
There's no limit. Like
in a relationship. So your man can go away how many times?
It just has to be a balance. That's all. As long as there's some type of balance there, like you can't just be spending most of your time going away with your friends and then you're neglecting this side or you're not going away with me. No, it has to be some type of balance. Either some balance or you're doing more with me than you're doing with your friends. But if you're doing more with your friends than you're doing in your relationship, then that's an issue.
Mm-hmm. What if the friends are getting a popping trip and you're getting like the week trip?
What you mean?
What do you mean?
Like your friends, the friends leave the country, Miami.
Well, then that's
poor people trips.
Well, then that's an issue.
Miami's for bums.
If you like the beach, how is Miami for bums?
There's a beach in Coney Island. I'm not.
It sure is, but the water is different.
Nah, I'm telling you, Miami's one of the most relaxing places.
Celebrities go to Miami.
I love Miami. Miami.
Miami's a quick. He's saying it's a quick getaway.
That's a quick getaway.
Don't say it's for the
weekend. I'm not a bum because I go to Miami for the weekend. I like Miami.
30 plus Miami.
Why not?
It's not my.
If you just going to get away from
Miami,
yeah.
How many times you went to Miami? One time.
It's mad Haitians out there,
and that's a fact.
It's a whole bunch of them. Don't get got, baby.
I know a few.
Don't say it's for bums.
Yeah,
listen, Miami's not on my calendar of trips for the year. Right? But if I want to go away, I'll go to Miami
and relax. I'll chill.
I have to have paella.
It's a good state turn up trip, man. You know what I'm saying?
I've been to four.
Okay, so that means that because you've been to four, that Miami is a bum trip.
Yes.
Because you've been to four.
Yes, because I've been to four continents.
So that means that whoever go to Miami can't go to those four continents.
No, they should. They should save
that money.
But
what if they don't want to?
They should stack that money and say,
but
you know
who are you to tell somebody where they should go?
It's a big world.
It is a big world.
It's huge.
I went to Fiji, but I want to go to Miami this weekend. I'm a bum?
Did you go to Fiji?
No, I'm saying.
Oh. Miami is a good... It's only like the top three state trips. Like Miami.
It takes too long to get there. I don't know if
Vegas.
Not now.
That's Valley a quick trip. Y'all motherfuckers better start going to New Orleans. That's a nice trip.
New Orleans.
New Orleans is a nice place to go.
Hawaii's different. See, he just said Hawaii. See, Hawaii, if you really wanted to, if Miami is your shit, that cheap ass trip, go
okay.
Go to Hawaii.
Yeah,
that
is a cheap trip, so why?
Go do Hawaii. That's a good one. Like, that's a good one. Like, go to Hawaii, son.
To do what? It's a big just world. To say I was there?
I mean, that's where you go everywhere for.
No, you don't.
No.
When I want to go places, I want to learn about where I'm going. Like, I want to enjoy where I'm at.
Miami, what'd you learn?
It's a quick getaway, and it can relax, and I could go there by myself if I want to.
Atlantic City is a quick getaway, too.
Atlantic City is cold. Atlantic City ain't Miami.
I like my Atlantic City, too. I like it. I like sitting my horrors and drinking the bottomless Miami, fucking thing.
And somebody go to Virginia Beach. That's a problem,
Wayne
too.
Wayne County.
These niggas. Your next topic, yo. Y'all annoying.
That's black. I ain't jacking Miami. I'm going to Miami. I like Miami.
I like Miami.
Miami, I'll see y'all next week.
Miami, Miami.
Yo, book
my right.
I'm going
to
Miami
up.
Next week.
Miami picks my spirits up.
Yo, we out.
Miami is a good mindset. Yeah, your mindset and go. It's like going
and
to Cali. Cali is that to me, too. But just Cali is too busy for me. Like, at least Miami, I could relax and chill. Cali, I go,
Miami's
and I'm just all over the place.
I will never go for Miami Carnival, but I'm going to go to Miami.
Yeah, I'm not going for the festivities.
Just go on a regular chill weekend. Mm-hmm. Those are a good state trip. Black bugging out. Fuck you, nigga. I'm going to
That shit is crazy, man. I'm about to book a trip now, man.
It's lit, nigga. We out. You only got three. You only got two. You had two for the year. Two for the year, nigga.
That's a fact.
Shit. Don't be scared, nigga.
I wish I had them days off, man. I'd have been there. With
pull up, nigga. We out.
So much, y'all. I need to get injured. If I get injured, you know what I mean? Then I can bounce.
I'm going
to
hit you with my car. So
yeah, please.
And we'll talk about, this nigga said, what you said for broke people? We'll talk about, like, cheap people, cheap friends and stuff now.
Oh, man. They all go to Miami.
Yeah.
Nah, Miami's fucking expensive,
how
motherfucker.
Cheap are you?
Don't play with me. Miami, you got to come out your pocket.
You do. Shit. You got to spend money for
Miami,
no reason.
Miami is expensive. There's a reason why it's one of the largest fucking drug ports in the U.S. This may or may not be facts.
No. But how cheap are you? We don't talk about cheapness.
I ain't cheap. I'm frugal.
That's my word. I'm frugal as
I'm
fuck.
I'm frugal as fuck. Frugal as fuck, nigga. If I don't need it, I'm buying it. That don't mean I can't afford it. I can't pay for it.
I'm mad cheap.
I'm broke. I ain't cheap. It's a difference.
Yeah, I'm
frugal.
People know I'm broke, buddy. I put it out there. I let the world know.
You just said you had a bag. You just said you had the
bag.
Your bag
got holes in it?
It's a laundry bag.
Yo, listen, dog. All I'm saying is go Dutch, dog. You feel me? Go Dutch.
Yo, shut the fuck up.
Dutch is the way to fucking go.
Y'all seen that pool? That shit was kind
of. That was good. But everybody was fake trying to act like they never paid for a bill. All these women. Oh, I never seen them.
I never been Dutch. I paid. I'd rather pay than go Dutch.
Dog, listen, dog.
I'd rather swipe my card and go Dutch.
Listen, why? Dog. If you are ugly, you go fucking Dutch. If you're not a cute eater, you go fucking Dutch or you pay the bill.
I have
like,
never
there's a lot of
Dutch
rules
in my life.
To going, like, do you know what it is to be sponsored? Like, to just go out and a dude just take care of everything? Like,
yes.
That's for, like,
I don't think I ever went
they've,
Dutch.
They've
so.
Played for trips and
I'm
flights and everything.
You are missing out, motherfucker.
Yo, what the fuck you endorsing?
Divide by two, please wait. Yeah, divide by two. Just pop that guy.
I mean, you go Dutch with, like, your friends and something, but I don't think I ever, like, would say I went to a date and then went Dutch.
Every date I've ever been on. If they wasn't my shorty, Dutch.
Wow.
That's how we giving it up.
You did not go Dutch with sushi on the first date.
I definitely did. I act like I forgot my wallet.
I already got my half. I'm sorry, I already got my
that's
half.
That's a fact. You oh, have to.
Why?
You know why? Because, good you asked. You know why? Because let's say anyone could go on a date. Anyone can go on a date. Anyone can say, yo, are you free? What you doing today? Let's go over here. And if you know you don't got to pay, guess what? You're going to make yourself free. You're going to make yourself available. You're going to get your babysitter, your outfit. You're gonna be out.
Not true.
Now, it's not. Now switch it up. Now let's say you call a girl and say, hey, what you doing? Let's go out. I know this new restaurant, blah, 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 blah. I think you'll be interested in it. The food is good. The drinks is good. Hey, we could go half on the bill. Dog, most girls are curving you, bro. They not going nowhere after that. They're going to call you a bum, throw you in the group chat, talk about this nigga trying to tell me to go Dutch on a date, da-da-da-da-da. Once you eliminate money, once money is no longer the fucking factor, that's when you can realize if she is really interested in you. That's how you got to give it up. So going Dutch, it's a fucking strategy to really filter out the people that don't need to be there. I know mad people that went on mad pointless dates that never led to nothing. Never led to nothing. All you did was pay for somebody's meal, bro. For what? Nah, my nigga.
I will say is this. I'm cheap. If I ever go out with somebody, I'm also willing to pay. I really don't care.
But I've never had a situation.
No, but listen, I had a situation where I offered to pay and they're like, no. They're like, don't do it. So it's just, I guess I've never had anybody request
fucking,
it.
Fucking with me, you gonna pay.
Never had to request it. I've never had it requested. I've never had somebody say that.
You never paid for a full meal?
On a first date?
No. I never had to.
Black success is lying.
That's why this nigga is very
lying. My nigga.
Black success. He's 30-something years old.
You know me, bro. You paying, bro. My number's been good for
a long time. You Haitian than a motherfucker, you. He hates him more than a motherfucker.
The best tactic ever. The best. I'm telling you. This is easy voodoo, right? I'm telling you. Ask somebody out. Tell them you're going Dutch. Guarantee you they don't hit you back.
Oh, you're talking about before you get there.
Before you even get there, you already saying what it is. Yo, I got the spot. Bring your little wallet. You know what I mean? You might say it in a little joking way. Bring your wallet. It might be a little expensive. And she's not going to come. And it just eliminates. It filters out who's who.
There really are people who are attracting wives now.
But basically,
who's married? That wasn't even a shot. Nobody's married.
At the end of the day, what I'm saying makes sense, and you're trying to like.
I'm asking you what type of girls are you attracting because attracting I don't understand kind of that.
What I'm saying is I don't that understand any that. Female that That's ever not... showed interest or wanted to talk to me in any what way, shape, or form, any of them, mm-hmm. on the first go around, the first date, second date, it's always fucking Dutch. Jerry's not paying for nothing.
So then that contradicts what you said because you said ask them and they're not going to go, but literally you went Dutch with a girl, so clearly there are girls out there that will do it.
Some of them are with the program. And most of them are not. When the last time you went Dutch? Exactly. Exactly my fucking point. Exactly my fucking point.
He even let me answer though.
Because you was about to lie.
I wasn't about to lie.
You tried to fuck the lie. Like, come on, get out of here.
If you
was with the Dutch program, you'll be wiped up right now.
But everybody don't throw the Dutch. Everybody don't throw the Dutch program out though.
I think that.
Everybody don't throw the Dutch program.
The Dutch program. You'll be wiped up right now. I'd be wiped up if I said yes.
Have a chick ever pay for it?
Hello.
Absolutely.
So,
but he don't get that, though.
How does it make you feel when a chick actually takes you out someplace that you like and covers the actual bill?
It feels good.
How do you feel after that?
You feel good.
Right. So what I'm saying is that most of these women, they wait till they're forced to have to pay. Why should I have to pay for 10 dates and then finally want to
I did see somebody say he got to pay for the first four and then I'll pay for the fifth one.
People put numbers on shit too much for me. That shit is annoying. When do you do this? How do you do this? Like, when I
don't think
like
I would
it.
Do that. I'm not going to throw Dutch out if I'm trying to take you out on the first time, though. I don't think I seem like
you both might
ungentlemanlike type thing.
But then for me, it's kind of like I see what Black is saying because there are people who really use dating as a food scam and they just go with a whole bunch of people and they make them pay for all these dates and they eat and whatever. That's a fact. That happens
not
a lot.
Even interesting.
And more than likely, they're the ones who're gonna be afraid of Dutch. And but if somebody is interested in you, they're more likely will want to pay
because
Dutch.
That shit shouldn't
However,
matter.
That could make somebody uninterested in you.
That too, because now you let me know. Because you let me know from the jump, you already thinking I'm eyeing your pockets. So that'll turn me off.
Mm-hmm.
When you come, let's go Dutch. And I'm like, why are we even putting money in the? I don't even know if I like you.
Mm-hmm.
You can
get a free meal.
It's not because
one free
I would not call you back now because I don't want to go Dutch. But you already just rubbed me wrong.
What if she don't even like going out to eat?
Bitch, you what see my Instagram is food in different countries, is food in different states all over the place. I eat all the fucking time. I eat what the fuck I want. I eat three things: pork chops, snap, and paella. And it rotates between those three. I like it. So if
what's the last two?
Paella. That's why I like Miami. Miami makes Spanish. The best fucking paella ever.
Snap and paella?
Stewed snapper, pork chops, and paella. Those three I rotate. If you're on a date with me and I order one, those three, don't think it's because I'm trying to get in your pockets. Bitch, that's my palate. That's what the fuck I like. And I'm going to pay for it.
Just like we have put an article. Ask
me to do something adventurous.
When the dude went on a date with the girl. And really she good first date. Big ass
I know. Really good first date.
Oh, yeah.
And then she wanted him to pay for it.
She wanted to pay.
Because of her purpose was not, she wasn't interested in him. She just wanted a lobster dinner and wanted him to pay for it. And he refused to play. He was a smart motherfucking guy. Mm-hmm. I would have paid my portion and kept it pushing. Me? Bring me closer. There we go. You know what I mean? So, son, he wasn't.
And this is why I can't date strangers, you know? Like, there's something
everybody's
about.
Everybody's a stranger until you get them.
No, like, me and somebody, we have what to have mean? Some amount of familiarity.
Everybody's not a stranger. You can meet somebody and get familiar with
me and somebody has to be on some amount of familiarity. On the same page. I can't date somebody. We met up at the some place. We exchanged numbers. And next time we go on a date, I would never feel comfortable doing that. You got to be somebody I see a lot. Somebody I've maybe had conversation with. We interact a lot on social media. So I got an idea, personality, and then I decide if I want to go out with you. I can't do strangers. I can't do that shit at all.
Well, that's how it's going to lead to a date anyway.
But at least we have the build up. But just me personally, I can't meet somebody on the street and give them my number. I won't feel comfortable.
Fellas, treat your wallet the way these ladies treat their vagina. Be sacred with it.
They not sacred with it.
Those are the wrong ones. You're not the wrong one. Decide who you're going to spend on. Trust me. That is a great idea. You know what I mean? You're going to save a lot of money and a lot of time. You know what I mean?
Not for the first day. That shit ain't that deep.
First day, it's not that deep. That's why you might, all right. Let's say if you want to cover it, you go to Starbucks. You go to Starbucks, go grab a coffee.
You know they're not
muffin,
checking Starbucks.
And that's going to be sad because then we're not going to go nowhere.
They got free Wi-Fi.
They got free Wi-Fi.
Listen, if you tell me we're going to Starbucks, I'm like, listen. Because me personally, I don't like Starbucks. Good, he's talk. Like, listen, don't worry about it. I'm going to take you to one of my favorite restaurants.
Starbucks is a beautiful date because, like, you're getting to know
I don't like Starbucks,
other.
Though.
Well, and that's okay if you
like
don't.
Tea?
And you should be open-minded at first. Because Starbucks is one of those atmospheres, I think everyone should have their first date there. Because it is literally just
I'd rather go
to
my favorite restaurant.
It's a talking space.
I go to a lot of hole-in-the-wall restaurants.
You just are
going to
feel better drinking margaritas and
I don't
and
like margaritas,
yave.
Yo.
Yeah, you just want to order yave and shit on your bill. I know.
You know what's crazy? People go out with me like, listen, when I go out, I drink the same thing, I eat the same thing, and I don't go in the part of the menu with the things bitches can't pronounce. Talk about filet mignon and shit.
Can I get the
filet mignon with the salmon?
Can I get
bitch
the...
pronounce carpaccio? How about that?
No, they just be playing. I take this.
I take this.
No.
What sides?
Not going down. Starbucks. They gotta earn it. They gotta earn you spending your money. They gotta.
That's
earn
why
it,
you don't
man.
Never go to no.
That's a feature.
Peter Luga first date. You don't.
That's not happening.
It took a while to get there.
But
we got there.
It ain't gotta start at Starbucks, but that's not a bad idea either. Starbucks, it could be somewhere. Beautiful. Yeah, just somewhere. You ain't gonna break the
I'll
bank.
I'll meet you on my lunch break at Starbucks. Yeah, that ain't
gonna even that. You know how they got the fucking take a lady on a date month.
Yeah.
And then they got to take a guy on a date. Guys never go nowhere. Ladies never take them. Y'all got to pay these chicks for broke.
Two dates.
Yo, these chicks be broke and cheap, though. They really don't fucking got it, bro. I'm telling you. And they be wanting you to come
take
with a gang. What you bring to the
table?
Maybe
two dates for the month for the
yeah,
man.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here, dude. I'm telling you, man. Be cheap. Be cheap at first. Earn that. They got to earn that. To bring out the big bag, they got to earn that.
What's the cheapest thing you've done?
The cheapest shit I did?
Ooh, he said Starbucks, Barnes & Noble. That's my favorite store.
That's a good spot.
That's
a lot of chicks don't know how to read. Definitely not out loud.
That's a
but,
fact.
the cheapest thing I did was probably like a date in the car. Like, you know what I mean? Like, bring some food and
that's nice. I like that.
Yeah, they like that. Everything, because Jay-Z famous line is, I turn automobiles to hotels on wheels. And, I took that and ran.
That ain't what he was talking about. I think that ain't what he was talking about, though. But
that's exactly.
You made your own little definition.
But that's nice. But
what?
Some people just not appreciative. Like
you gotta earn it. Think about it. If every first date was around $300.
Nah, that's too much.
That's way too much.
That's too much.
I would want to take you anywhere you gotta spend.
Where the fuck y'all gonna go eat?
That's way too much.
That's too much.
Where are you?
There are a lot of restaurants. We're in New York City, baby. There are restaurants all over Forest Hills. Got some really nice ones.
Go for free, as long as you're spending the time. Like, who cares about how much you're spending?
There's places you can go on a first date.
I don't. To the table. And I'm a woman. I don't
but
care.
But that's what the women, women who usually care about that, the ones who don't fucking deserve it. Because they're trying to see where you can compensate where they're failing financially. Those ones don't even fucking want in the first place.
That's a fact.
So pull up at my house with some Popeyes, bitch. I'm with the shits. Bring some extra tartar sauce. And some hot sauce. I'm with the shits.
Sit in the car, watch movies.
I got a whole case of Yave in the car. Every flavor. I got a DVD player, got the sound system. What the fuck? We got a movie theater in this. I'm not going no fucking way. Son. Be cheap, son. I'm telling you, be cheap. The smartest shit you ever
What's
did,
the cheapest man. Thing you ever did?
Start making my own wigs.
Start making. That's probably ain't
That's expensive. Free, nigga.
You talking about dating?
What?
Oh, you I'm talking about cheapest thing you did, period.
No, once you get the hair and the fucking... Cheapest okay, thing. To do this, normally if you had somebody else do it for you, you're spending about... On average, $500. Let's say you want to go buy the hair from somebody really one of them big name motherfuckers. You're looking at $800. Mm. Bitch, I do this for free. Doing my hair is one of the cheapest things I've ever done.
Huh?
In America, hair is expensive. Hair is legit expensive. It's the reason why it's a $1 billion industry.
Well, how much it costs to make a wig?
To make a wig? Yeah. I'm not going to tell you that on the camera.
I'm just saying. She said it's cheaper. I'm trying to compare.
Listen,
of
course people are doing add-ons, but it's free because I'm new to myself. Only thing I'm paying for is the materials. When I buy from somebody else, I'm paying for the materials, the service, their name, their brand, and all that shit. So, free.
Women give the cheapest gifts, too.
Yeah, we can tell.
Oh, God.
Yeah, just want to throw that
What's the cheapest thing you ever did?
I don't know. Like, I do free shit. So...
Nobody got no cheap ghetto stories.
They do free shit. They just told you. Ain't nobody spending no money.
No, I didn't say I don't spend money. He said, what's the cheapest thing you ever did? I said, I don't know. I do free shit. Going to a museum is free.
Cheap stuff for other people.
Look, Moni said washed out of aluminum pan.
This nigga.
I don't know. What the fuck? I don't
put grease in a tin can.
What do you do, Rob? Because you got the big bag. What do you
I'm
do?
Broke, what's, bro. What's cheap you know that. Cheap?
You can't be broke.
I'm not going to be nice broke and rich in the same podcast.
Old as hell. You know that.
I don't understand either. I don't get it. I don't even try to understand anymore. I just
broke,
man. What's the cheapest thing you've done?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. I'm broke, so I got a whole bunch of cheap shit right now. I just had to fight to put deodorant on. I had to take the little balled up, break it out. Three days straight, I've been saying I'm going to go buy some new deodorant. I'm still digging it and trying to get it out.
That's an economical bitch. You slice the side of the toothpaste to
just push it out. I fold it up and push it.
Man, I don't do stuff like that, man.
I do. And I'm big one of those type of people who have
big
like...
You know, that's my name. Why, like, if you try to airdrop me, it should say Big Bag Zaddy. I be gassing myself. I'm wild poor, son. This shit is crazy.
I'm wild poor.
I'm lying to myself. Like, I really got money. I'm broke, son. Like a motherfucker, son. This shit is cramped. My life is rough.
Cat Williams man. Called that being in tune with your star player.
Who?
Cat Williams said that's being in tune with your star player. When you gas yourself.
Yeah, I got gas myself. Man. Hopefully one day I'm a really
You are your star
that.
Player.
What's the cheapest gift you ever got?
$20 Amazon gift card for my birthday.
Dang. Huh?
From my boyfriend, not this one I'm with, from someone of my past. That's Amazon, a $20 iTunes gift card.
The cheapest gift. You could have got mad music, though, right?
No.
A dope-ass card.
Like a Walmart card?
A Hallmark card.
Yeah, Hallmark one.
But the card was dope. Shit. It was thoughtful.
Mm-hmm. From a friend.
You see, at least years the person actually stopped and thought you would like this and put
effort
into it.
They know I like cards.
That's different. So even though it's cheap, it's still thoughtful. Valuable. It's thoughtful. Mm-hmm. This is somebody who was like, somebody's like,
yes,
they
do.
This somebody's like, fuck. Like, they didn't even think about, does she actually like iTunes? Does she buy music? Does she buy apps? Like, why would this iTunes thing be meaningful for her? Right. It was, they didn't have that talk process. It would have been different, but it was just like, here, look, I was by the cash register. It's your birthday, so. And well, I took him to dinner for his birthday in this really good restaurant.
Women use the thoughtful thing when it comes to our gifts, but if you give a if you give a woman a thoughtful gift that's not expensive but just thoughtful, you're in trouble, bro. She's gonna want to know where the rest of her gift at. That's a fact.
Only on like a on a regular day you can give a thoughtful gift.
Yes. It can't be Valentine's her birthday. You gotta go all the fuck out.
Ain't no Valentine's. Yeah, talking about.
My dude.
Birthday.
Yeah. No, Valentine's a very important day too.
Ain't no Valentine's Day, man.
Valentine's a very important day, boy.
I don't jack Valentine's Day.
Why not?
It's quiet. It ain't a real holiday. You get double pay. You get double pay to buy that shit.
I need a job first. I need a job first.
I don't get extra pay to buy nothing like that on Valentine's. I don't jack no Valentine's, man. I can't do that.
So you don't do nothing else?
Nah, I ain't going out. I ain't doing nothing.
But this year, you're not even going to have a Valentine's.
Probably not, man. Nobody want me. It's quiet.
You're such a liar.
I'm dead ass. I don't never celebrate Valentine's.
Okay, baby.
That's crazy. Well, Valentine is like, that's around the time women are very...
it's fake.
They're very giving with their vaginas. You know, people
they trying to earn it.
Time. Yeah, around that time, you can fuck anybody. Valentine's Day, what? People want to be hugged and loved and kissed.
They want some balloons. You bring it back to high school. Yeah. Everybody want to carry around balloons. And
yeah. You remember that shit? That shit is so tight. Tie a thing, no jam sport. You know what I mean?
Every restaurant want to be packed.
Yeah.
Like they said, Valentine's should be all year round. That's why I don't celebrate.
That's a fact.
One day, going to buy everything for
you. Yeah, we don't really care about that shit.
I already had this conversation before. Every Valentine's Day, my dad brought gifts for everybody in the house. He was all female, so I'm just accustomed to it as a tradition. It's not like I'm, oh my God, I'm celebrating. But
so your daddy still going to buy you something? Nobody else need to buy you shit? I'm like, your daddy
Valentine's Day is when you find out.
And everybody, but everyone who's ever dealt with me knows how I feel about Valentine's Day. And they never let that
shit on Valentine's. Motherfuckers be home cleaning on
that's
on
good.
Nah, that's fucked.
I hate the chicks that want to post all this extra shit.
You've been fucking all year.
And never post. Like, so you never post a nigga, never post nothing. But on Valentine's Day, you got mad flowers and all that. You could have said that shit yourself. It don't matter. Like, that shit. But it's crazy that people.
You gotta get appreciation.
You try to voodoo the people to make it sound like you're loved on one day. Like, you don't do that shit no other day, so it doesn't even matter. Like,
that's voodoo
the people. Yeah, you use the word of the year? Like, yeah, because he just
said
shit.
Nah, he said it before. He told me about it, and that shit is a good word. The voodoo is
real. Bio the new shit. It's not in your bio.
That's a new one?
Shit right there. People want to be hugged, loved, and fucked, man. And it's not in their bio to get that done. For this Valentine's Day, man. Valentine's Day is going to be heartbreaking, man.
Gonna be sweet.
Don't make it like a big emphasis. Don't do that.
It is. It's going to be heartbreaking. People been fucking
ladies,
all
you going
to,
listen.
You been doing 365 days of
listen
fucking
a lot. You
going to
be all right if you don't get nothing on Valentine's. It's okay.
Places and shit.
It's okay.
No, you do deserve it. That day is a celebration of pussy.
That's not
what Valentine's Day is. It's a celebration. Cupid is shooting the fucking pussy. He's showing you what the fuck.
He's not
aiming at the pussy. The
don't feel like
pussy.
No.
Look at the arrow. The arrow really like this. If you really like, the arrow like look like a rock sign. A rock sign shaped like a pussy. Like, so Cupid is shooting the pussy.
Nigga.
And it's a celebration of vagina. And if your vagina is not being celebrated, you did something wrong. You mismanaged your pussy somewhere amongst the year. And you need help. You need therapy. You gotta fix your shit. Because it's a celebration of pussy. I'm a celebration
that's
of pussy
not true.
I go home to.
That's not true.
The pussy
man.
I go home to be celebrated.
You celebrate it right now. You celebrate it all year round, right?
No, but that day.
So one day don't mean nothing.
That
no,
day even more.
You ain't gotta compete
it's
with
a celebration.
Nobody. Ladies, don't listen
it's
to her. It's
a
not a celebration of vagina.
See,
don't try to
be regular.
No,
he treating you like Miami. Stop. Come to Bali. Come to Indonesia, baby. Come to Indonesia, baby. The world is big. It's a big place, baby.
How Miami lit, yo. I'll be out there.
Big place. It's a big place. It's a the world is huge. The world is huge. Don't get Miami up.
Ain't nothing wrong, Miami.
Like
Miami.
Don't get treated like Miami, yo. That's a regular trip, man. That's regular. You could drive there. You hear me?
That's
you
not regular. That's a good place to go. Miami's cool.
Lying shit, yo.
Go on vacation. Your budget could fit. If Miami, if that's you want to go get some sun and get in the water, go to Miami.
But you can cash app them a little bit and let them and upgrade.
I'm broke. I can't even afford the Cash App. How much is it? How much is the app?
He's going away in 2 weeks, y'all.
How much is the app? Like, I don't even know how much is the app.
Oh, man. Celebrate vagina, man.
And whatever, nah, we got weeks to talk about that. Whatever
vagina is in your life, you must celebrate it on the 14th.
Y'all don't feel the type of way y'all don't get nothing on Valentine's Day?
I never had not got nothing on
Valentine's Day. I'll be good. That's all I could say. I'll be chilling.
I said you're going to be, you'll be alright.
Never,
I mean,
like, never have not gotten enough Valentine's Day. I'm never not. Exaggerated.
I mean, to me, I don't know. I'm, like I said, I'm really, if somebody gets me something on Valentine's Day, then that's fine. But I'll never look to get something on Valentine's Day. Crazy. So I do get stuff.
That's a
but
woman's
I,
day.
No, it's not a woman's day. Valentine's Day is Valentine's Day. Like, I don't even want to go out on Valentine's Day. So, I like pink. Pink is a love color. But it's also it's a dope color, though. But me personally, I don't even like going out on Valentine's Day. I hate lines. I hate crowds. Like,
it's
I don't
still a
wanna,
celebration. You don't got to go out to celebrate.
I could chill.
It's still a celebration.
I could just relax on Valentine's
vagina.
Day and chill with whoever I'm with.
Correct.
That's
it's
it.
A
and I'm good.
Of vagina
and
that's nice. Day.
Thank you.
See, you making it about women.
He making it about this.
How about can you say? How can you say celebrate? But you don't you want something on Valentine's Day also?
Nope.
You don't want nothing.
Nope.
I'm celebrating your
vagina. I'm celebrating the vaginas.
Nah, because that's why things always be one sided. If anything, it should be a celebration of
Valentine's Day is one sided like a motherfucker.
Exactly. And this like is the problem because you telling them it's a celebration of vagina,
it
which is
Mother's
should
Day
not,
is one sided. Of course, it's Mother's Day.
Exactly. And Father's Day, it's not the same energy. So that's what I'm saying.
I guess. So nobody gets loved on Father's Day. Nobody. No fathers get loved. You don't see it on your timeline.
No, no traffic. I know that. I drive everywhere on that day. It's never any traffic.
No traffic on my
it's never any traffic. So maybe I'm lying.
Themselves.
You know what I mean? Maybe that's I'm lying true. Out here. You know what I mean? But like I said, man, trust me, man. Valentine's Day is about the women. You can't make it about both of us. It's just about them. On that day, it's just about them. And they should be celebrated. And women
know.
That
ain't no such thing as
women
Valentine's
that don't
Day. Want to
be All-Star celebrated
weekend,
know they're not going to be celebrated.
That's All-Star
what
weekend,
if you're celebrated
man?
All year round, though?
I doubt it.
That's All-Star weekend.
Why do you doubt it, though?
People don't get celebrated all year round.
How do you know
and
that?
That's the problem.
Is that a fact?
People are human. That's a fact.
How do you know that?
People don't.
Yeah, so Sushi don't get celebrated all year round?
No.
Wow.
I take days off.
Days off. You take days off, but not all the time. All right,
then. But just because you take days off doesn't mean you ain't celebrating her. You don't have
but
to celebrate.
I
say every
on
single
Valentine
day all year round.
On Valentine's Day, she gonna be lit. It's gonna be a bag over there. It's gonna be all kind. She gonna be lit. It's about her that day. She gonna get a new bag, all that shit.
We gonna pick up on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Closer to Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Ladies, don't expect nothing.
Y'all niggas ready to scrap.
Don't expect.
Yeah, I'm ready to fight it because he's telling them
it's
bullshit,
not me.
He's telling them bullshit.
He voodooing them with the
know
Miami.
Your
he
work. Know your work. Be the best fucking you. Man.
Don't
know
expect nothing from
worse,
Miami. Be the best you.
Know facts. Your worth, man.
Get celebrated all year round. Don't wait for a day to buy yourself flowers.
I mean,
and
post your boo. Yeah. Whoever you sleeping with, tell them post you tonight. Tell them put you on their page tonight, yo. You don't got to be a secret, yo. I said it. Thank God, I don't want you to be a secret. Come on out, man.
Black said.
R&B Tuesdays.
Black said, I ain't got to be a secret, no. We got to post it.
My man called me the other day about his story, never post up. What kind of shit you on, son? Nah, son. Post whoever you sleeping with, man. Stop hiding secret. Ain't nobody worried about you. You are nobody. Nobody's going to care. You're nobody. Post up. R&B Tuesdays start January 29th. Come sing a song with them. Come on out. The one boutique hotel, you could come upstairs and sing a song. Come on out. You sleeping with people and you keeping it a secret. That's the people's son. Show the people's son that you sleeping with. Show them. Show the people's son. Show them. Mother Skunt. Crosses. What the fuck? What's going on here? Show my birthday party, man. February. I'm sorry, March 8th. You know what
you
I mean?
Think
it's
February.
Pull up, man.
Your birthday party.
Yeah, I gotta pull up, man. Yo, this shit is crazy,
man. He just said he people's son. Like,
yeah, the people's. I like
the
that.
People's
I took
son.
That. I like that. Nah, but they gotta show people need
you ain't gotta show nobody,
love.
Man.
Why not?
Because there's a difference between privacy and trying to show off and do things, man.
No,
people want to be private, yo.
No,
yo, listen to that.
Be
private. You ain't gotta show nobody nothing.
Right?
No, nah. Don't live your life for nothing. Nah, we check my page, yo. Live your. Live your life for you, all right? Don't be out here trying to show off and wanting to post things.
Girl, you ain't got nothing to prove to nobody.
Because all people going to do is hate on you and be jealous. I don't post nothing. I don't post my car.
You post your body for no fucking reason.
I don't. This is me. This is who I am. No, I don't need to post anything.
Post who jump in the wind.
You ain't got to post none of that.
Nah, so I don't like that shit, yo. Liza fucked up, motherfucker. You know, privacy shit. He all right here. He talk about, you don't deserve to be a secret. Know your word. You're not a secret. Don't have nobody shut.
Don't
let nobody put their finger right here. Don't let nobody shut you. Why you let people sit
there? Don't let nobody shut you.
You're grown. Don't let nobody shut you. Post that motherfucker. Let the world be know who the
don't
fuck
post
you tapping, my G. Keep it real.
Don't listen to him.
Keep it real. Let the world know what the fuck is going on.
So people could talk about it.
Don't let
it.
The
That's
world
really
exactly.
What he want.
The world
he
just
want
people
nosy.
To
talk about it.
This going to be nosy.
He wants you to post it so he can see who it is because he's nosy.
People have me in silence. When you move in silence, most things happen. Better things happen when you don't speak on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, everything G4 classified with lies.
Not
yo.
G4 classified. It's just you stay to yourself and things
Mother
get done,
Scott,
man.
This shit is crazy, man.
That's it, man.
I'm going to move to Guyana, man.
They got good Wi-Fi.
They Wi-Fi strong. That shit got to be free.
These niggas don't never crash.
This shit is strong. Crisis.
Yo, we about to wrap up the show. Let's go throw out your shout outs or whatever for the end of the show. We're going to start it off.
Yo, who the fuck ever been teaching black?
I don't know. Black teachers sell.
I don't know where. I just try and find a sign. How would you fuck this? But anyway.
Why you know how to speak Creole? Up here. And you know how to speak
I do know how to speak Creole.
I heard him. I got
voodoo,
I got
voodoo shit.
I bet
schwa.
Maybe I need to post it so they can tell me what you said.
That wasn't it. I can tell you
that
right now.
That was first of all. That was French.
That was definitely French. Right?
It's like the same difference.
It's close. It's close.
It's the same
very
difference.
Close.
It's
very close.
See? You know what I said.
Portuguese and Spanish.
You know what I said, right?
Portuguese. That's African.
That's African. Yeah, see? I know my shit.
You learned it, y'all. You learned it.
I know my shit.
Now, post
the
chick.
The bubble.
That post that. Oh, yeah. That's what Valentine's Day is about. Yeah,
the celebration of the bubble.
The celebration of the bubble. Bring the bubble to the house and put the
hey, let the bubble. Yo, throw y'all shout outs. Come on, yo.
Yo, shout out to everybody who's been supporting. Shout out to everybody who's been supporting BGT. Thank you guys so much for all the love and support you gave me last year and for you continuing it this year. BadYallTing.com. Get all your wigs and your lashes and your wig glue. The wig glue is getting a lot of good reviews right now in Guyana. They say it's better than Ghost Bonds. If you're in Guyana, head down to the wig lounge. Jessica does my hair. That's my cousin. That's my blood. The best hairstylist in Guyana. And she also is supplying my personal line of wig glue that I tried and tested a million times just to get it right. I'm using it myself right now. And it's a really good product. People love it. The wig lounge. Jessica does my hair. BadYallTing.com. Follow me on Instagram at @IAM_BadGirlTanya. Guyana Carnival registration is open. GuyanaCarnival592.com. I am a carnival ambassador and I will be there in May. Sign on a line right now. Look at y'all costumes. I'm not going to tell y'all which section I'm in, but it requires a $150 deposit to get in your section. So get in your section now because when you see it close off, I can't pull no strings for you, but I'll be there. Register. Shout out to my Nico, Level Up Wash, 347-356-4855. He is washing in the cold unless it's 32 degrees. Other than that, shout out to the whole team, Brown Holy Water, everybody in the studio. See y'all next week.
You can follow me on Instagram at your favorite tomboy. You'll see me in the comments later. Thank you for tuning in. Like, share. And that's about it.
Yeah, tying to the longest ass fucking shout out.
I'm gonna plug all of my shit.
Handsome 15 Instagram, Craven Moorhead on Facebook, BrownHolyWaterPodcast.com. Go up there and get your shirts, your hoodies for the winter. You know, get your merch. Definitely. I'm gonna take a cheap ass trip next week. I ain't gonna be here. So I'll see y'all in 2 weeks. You heard? All right, Black, take us out.
Yeah. Y'all already know what it is. Your boy Black Success. Smoother than a motherfucker. My teeth white. You know what I mean? Look at the smile on me. R&B Tuesdays. R&B Tuesdays start January 29th. After work joint. We're going to have games in there and all that. We're going to be able to play some Spades, Connect Four and all that. After work joint, you can listen to some nice music.
Oh, it's game night?
Yeah.
Oh, game, that's lit.
Game night, too. Yeah, yeah. So it's going to be smooth. You know what I mean? Make sure y'all there. We're going to pop it off January 29th, the One Boutique Hotel. And for the same spot, I'm doing my birthday party there. Friday, March 8th. It's going to be major dress-up joint where you wear your little shoes, your little nice pants and all that good shit, you know what I mean? And then we're gonna do something President Day weekend. So I'm definitely busy getting to the bag. It's not a joke. Early bird tickets are almost sold out. So if you want them, I put the link in the comments. Make sure you get them right now. And the last thing I'm gonna say is that, listen, man, don't get treated like Miami, right? The world is a big place. It's a big place. It's a lot of continents. Visit a few. I go by the name of I Am Black Success. Follow me on Instagram. Y'all already know what it is. Coney Island, Brooklyn. Engineer, you can get us right the fuck up out of here. Yave Tequila is all we drinking, baby. Yeah.